Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful. Again, the lyrics and the sound of the music make the song, in human terms, memorable. It is. It is memorable. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and whenever you do, I take a good look, make a good look on what the moment is to people that are alive, what the moment is. I can see that commonly the brief moment that passed by us and separate us from what we did yesterday. We are disconnected from yesterday. And in time, we will lose, let's say, whatever the time frame, what we call it, these different times that we call like afternoon, you know, evening time, PM, and all that. The time, the moment, and what it means to have a heart that beats. Now, instant of time, the heart stops beating. That's it. That goes back to the dirt. So when we are alive and experiencing, in human term, fair, good few years of life. You know, all the moments that the person experiences since they become conscious of life and develop judgment to live, you know, civilized life. What is our value of the moment? And how much are, how conscious are we about the value of the moment that your heart beats and you take your intake and send out the exhaust and keep on, the heart keep on beating? If the brain doesn't get that energy there, if it doesn't get the energy from the heart, how many minutes? I don't know, like about 4 minutes or something like that. Your brain is out of that good oxygen stuff. You're dead. So I'm thinking about, you know, the moment and what the moment really is. And I think about it and compare it mentally. The difference between being dead and being alive. Let's say a situation where you are alive 15 minutes ago, right? And now, here's your carcass, you're dead. Rigor mortis is coming for you pretty soon. And then, what happened? Our awareness of the value of one moment of life is highly critical if we have a consciousness about it, or we don't care, you know. Not caring about the value of the moment that we are breathing is to have what is called a reprobate mind. And let's see if I can get a very clear explanation of what that is. Reprobate. Who is a reprobate? Because now I'm saying, when your mind fails, fails to recognize a 24-hour space of time, you fail to recognize what it means to your consciousness that is alive and is active. How much do you regard the fact that you are a product, you know, a medium of coming into the world? How much do we regard it? Now, as far as I read and look at prehistory and our modern history, a person who is a person evolved like hominids, you know, there was a time when there was no form of hominid at all. That began to happen within our 4.5 billion years, down like 3 million to 4 million years now, since we begin to see hominid walking upright. So it means then that over such a long period of time, for something like almost 5 billion years ago, since the solar system produce life here, that we begin to see, like, say 4 million years ago, upright being, you know, that don't look like human much anyway, you know, and more ape-like. How much we appreciate the moment we live. Now, do you know, all right, when I say to you, the person who can appreciate the moment, one moment of their breathing, ableness, you know, I say, the person who is not capable of appreciating it are beings like hominids, that they don't have the kind of thinking like hybrid people. And if you know what creates any kind of a life hybrid, well, the same applies to African people who are hybrid ethnic people. And the ethnic people are hybrid because of the kind of blood that was mixed to create them. Right? The hybrid people of Africa referred to as we came about into Africa 200,000 years ago. Now we hear it in other number, but I'm sure that if you look into the world, into National Geographic, it tells you. It tells you 200,000 years ago, right? So the next number I have seen is 300,000. All right. But what I'm saying right now, in the now, we who are able to think and feel, and I'm saying we don't have the think and feel in uncivilized evolutionary, you know, beings. They don't have a spiritual. They don't have a spiritual life like the hybrid people, because the hybrid people have the God's blood. And it tells that the relationship with the civilized people and the gods themselves. The relationship between us and the gods who give us their blood is explained in this portion of information explaining the African people expansion, you know, they procreate and bring many people into the world. So it came to the point where they were given a higher standard of human life, right? And that it, at the end of the Neolithic age, certain things began to happen. Now, it's not happening just because, you know, of anything like the change of life is because the gods who started the civilization of these hybrid people, they wanted the human to have a higher standard of life, and especially that they're going to increase into many on the earth. So then they are giving this higher standard of life, and it's the places where actual establishment of it took place is in Mesopotamia. Right? Mesopotamia is a Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Yes. And the illustration shows emergence of civilization. And it shows too that it says this would lead to a whole pattern for human life. This higher level of life. Now it's showing that in the Neolithic the end of the Neolithic age, a lot of people begin to like gather up and along the Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China place, and because this is where the actual rising, which means having understanding of a higher form of, you know, say, physical and spiritual life. Well, it would not be spiritual anymore than it was before. So I would
correct that by saying need the higher level of human standard of life, right? So this is instituted by the gods and inspired the people to understand the way of the gods, because we have their blood and they give us understanding to live like civilized people. And civilization don't come from anywhere but on Nibiru. They brought the knowledge of science and everything that we have here on the planet. It's the only history that we have. You don't have no history of the white people them doing anything to set anything in action on Earth over 1.5 million years. They were only in Europe, you know, practicing their sodomy, because that today is there. Now, don't blame me. You can blame me for saying that, because if you're reading and understand, they are creatures that began to multiply up, and they don't know the difference between having sex, you know, or according to what we learn of their existence, is that they appear that must have gotten into this habit over the long period of time, and they don't, the nature comes on, like mating time, and it's like they don't know the difference between the direct, your honor, or the vagina, you know. The lower animals, they know. How they know, and these humanoid don't know the difference between honest and a sexual cavity. It doesn't make any sense. So this is showing you that they are coming from that beginning, the genesis of evolution, and then come along, or they see nature provide them male and female, but they don't have intelligent life, because the book says they all all the humanoid and the hominid, all of them. All of them, they started out male and female, all right? And they are the only culture we know today that are having a natural nature to have sex in the honors. We hybrid intelligent people view that in common sense, that your eye is to see, right? Your eyes are to see, right? All right, your eye in your mind that reasons and decides stuff. Inner sight guide everything you do. All right? Your inner feeling, what is appropriate, what is not appropriate. Now, these white people, homosexual that we have in America here and wherever else, but let's deal with America here. These that we know here, they don't have an inner feeling about reality. So it's the reason why you see they are taking the world and try to pull everybody with them who don't have a sense of civilization. So they will call the worst calamity civilization. Right? Them a white man and them come now from where they couldn't talk or nothing like that. And the African people brought them out of that state. And along with, of course, they help themselves, you know, with intermingling sexually with other people. They're not supposed to, because you are a specific set of people. You are to breed with your own. You don't go and crossbreed and get different energy in your brain that conflicts with other dimension of right and wrong. You see, different sphere on which things happen. Whereas, you know, you have to get the product of nature. Nature have to give you that. Or you are to live. Nobody cannot tell you that you're wrong to live the way nature create you, because nobody can talk to nature and say anything. And nature is not like a person who go there and make up a shopping center and stuff like that. Nature is not like that. Right? So we are out of jurisdiction to do anything else than that which we come to identify as intelligent life. Right? So the white people them that we're looking at here today, they are uncivilized, but as you can see, they manipulate themselves into a state where they will never have a chance at evolving civilized. Maybe in some world to come. But if you're not willing to follow the precept that has the ancestry and in our creation, we were not created by a God in a Garden of Eden. We are created, read the world is successful, by the gods. The Anunnaki, they call them, the Elohim, right? It's a literal story that tells how we come about. The Bible don't have a literal story to tell you. They want you to believe that, and they make up the story, extracting from our history. That's not, it's not right. It's criminal. It is criminal. It's fraud. You see, or we come to this level of reasoning, the history is there to tell us that the black people go astray when they were one. And then right now, the black people in the world become, you know, less than dogs, because the white people mate with dogs and other animals. So they are immune to a civilized thinking, you know what I'm saying? They cannot, for real, be like a civilized person. They can, all they can do is emulate, you know, try to follow you. And that's what the white people, they do. They couldn't be talking if it hadn't been for the African people that they experience. They wouldn't be talking because they did not speak for 1.5 million years in Europe. They didn't. The history, you can't duck it. Okay? Because you can't change the time that history gives you. when things happen, you see. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. I am really tired. Really tired. Feel like I need to get some more sleep, you know. And I'm going to try to do so. However, I don't have anything else in my life that I'm interested in, like talking about the Elohim God and what they have done to cause existence. And I always like to remind by reading that they came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in as evolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. I love to read this because, you know, it's what brings satisfaction to the living spiritual person. So I am telling you that white people, obviously they're out there with church and stuff, they are only wrongly emulating what they see the African people do. So they use the things of the African people and make it seem like they are a part of the African people, whilst they go out and commit all kind of atrocities against and upon the African people. So if you think that the church is out there is serving you real good purpose, what is real good purpose? Is the truth, human intelligent existence? You know, and when something happens this way, there's hardly anybody who look at why it happened. They like to say, leave the past, you know, don't bother with the past and stuff like that. But intelligent, scientific people who take words as the law, the power, and they must be used according to the power that they have. Don't use it otherwise. So, yeah, these folks, it doesn't matter how now they are trying to, you know, transform themselves, because they find out they cannot override civility. You see, they can't override civility, and they are doing everything overturn the knowledge of civility and use it in a downgrade and diverse kind of context. And that's not the way to apply the meaning of civilization, because it is a knowledge that was once spread on the earth by not blowing in the wind, but by actual beings called the Anunnaki, the Elohim, the gods. That's where we get it from. In the history that brings to us prehistory knowledge. Prehistory, before the flood. So, I attempted to tell you about the civilization, to tell you more about the civilization where the African people developed and a lot in villages. And this was the time now when the God was going to like cause them to move on into a higher phase of human experience. So, you know, is nobody praying to a God now like we, the church here, we sodomize them, teach you to pray in church and pray to God for, you know, things and stuff like that. That's not the way civilized world is conduct itself, right? One, they live by law. They live by the law that is promulgated by the kings. You see? All along the way, there are the names of the king. Come right on down to Ernamu, and then Amurabi, and you have some more. Yeah, a whole lot of things. And you know, in our time, we had Haile Selassie. But, you know, by the time Haile Selassie came about, the white sodomite there, come down suddenly and with a mighty influence that would kill you if you don't accept Jesus Christ, or you know, a lot of things take away what you have, you know, and force you to accept Jesus Christ. And it doesn't exist. It is what you call it, it's a fictional story. What they have about Adam and Eve, the fiction story. So the where we go astray from the emergence of civilization that brings us the rise of cities. So the human being never knew what it is to have cities like we have here today. That did not exist on earth except where the gods established places. But it was not about, you know, human being who begins to reign. No, human being was first under the Elohim that created them. So they spread under the governing until the gods handed over rule to us, not to white people. So now we have the structure of what is going to occupy society. Civility. The white people, they have no legal right to talk about cities, government, or religion. And if they want to have anything at all, European want to have, they must have it in Europe. That's where they originate. They don't come to the places where it's against nature for you to see a man with his arts, one art, right? And a man with 10 arses come to take away this man one horse. That is against nature. It's against natural survival. Because what you strip people of what they have for, right? And it can it be logical for people coming to strip other people of what they have because they are so wealthy? They can't, you know, but they can't, they're not giving away none of their wealth, and therefore they have to continue to strip other little people from what they have anyway. Now, does that make any sense? That's what these white people are doing. You see, and they, because of their brute force, they make everybody, they make a lot of people think that, well, you don't have anything else to do than obey what we say. When we don't see anything in any world history textbook, where they emerge as a civilized people anywhere to come into, you know, they open up a big can of stinking worm right now, because they're talking about, you know, they talk about who they are and all these kind of things, and behave like, you know, like they are the ones, but they came up in Europe 1.5 million years ago, and they have not shown any civilized production. Not even one. And you can check the time when the African people were created in Africa and when they began to move around and see where were these Europeans up there in Asia and Europe. They couldn't talk, they're nothing, because they are almost they're bound by nature not to speak. So what they did to circumvent their own natural law of nature, they went and interbreed with other bloodlines like Neanderthals and become, you know, get a step up when it comes to the biological part of you there. You can become like a higher class black people, right? So what they do now is intermingle with the Neanderthals and, you know, bump themselves up a little higher. That put them in line, though. Without that, it couldn't, that they start to mate with African ivory. Check that out. African ivory. They are mating and raise up a generation of interbreed with white and black people. That's the fact right now. And how many people don't have a clue because they don't read, they don't find out. Now, you have to dedicate yourself to the interest of knowing information, because you don't have anybody like yourself who know about the history and the fact of our existence unless they read it. Well, how many people you know are read history more to, you know, for to have a country of people who just, you know, make sure they read their history and know about themselves and everything. No. So these white people behaving, you know, like kicking themselves in their own mouth, because they don't realize that time is against them and time is written right there in the history about you. Right? So they are up there in Europe and have not been able to do anything but make stone tools. Now, in the industrial age right now, I mean, what would their stone tool do in the revolutionary time now? They, you know, they see, that's why their ancestors also died out. You know, the Homo erectus and the Neanderthals, all of them die out. They are unbiased, on standby for extinction, just like their ancestors. So they are trying to they are trying to, what they call this now, they're trying to circumvent what they got. They want longer time. You see, they want to keep their being alive. But they look and see that their antecedent is gone, and therefore they see that they are up for gone too, and doing something about it. And that's what they're doing right now. And I'll tell you what, they're doing darn good for themselves. They are thinkers, and they are a lot of things. You know, it's not that they don't have something in them, but hey, you have to go through the gate to enter the world that is organized, the world that orderly, and everything that is proper and sober and sane, right? This is the kind of situation that we have here on planet Earth, where people clearly wrong, and they are everything that is, you know, everything that is vile, you know. It is a nauseous and not, you know, it's nauseating to think about white people. It's nauseating because now they use money and buy respect, buy regard, when they never had any. And no matter what they do, they still don't have any. Because what they indulge now is world-class terrorists. Kill people, kill them in every kind of way. So say you have the government to control them and nobody can come back at you, right? Yeah. So imagine that they can come all following the African people and find a way out to become political and to convince them that they are really in control of them when they are not. Dang. White people are living off the wealth of the African people, them take the money from them to the farm of this government that you talk about. I'm going to tell you, say, it's not government. You see? And since everybody has to depend upon prehistory, history record, that perpetuation of civility rests in what they have written. We have to follow that. Right? These folks don't have any connection with civilized institutions. They don't. But they come use criminal criminal acts or maneuvers and work their way into dominance. You know, they find out, since they learn from the African people to make weapons and stuff like that in Asia. They learn, you see, and they began, since they are not civilized people, their inner nature begin to behave like lions. You know, they're gonna kill you. They're gonna kill you. So, you know, surrender. Just surrender. This is the game that these white people are playing. And they don't think that anything will ever affect the way that they are going about existence in on planet Earth. So now, when we know that the African people are the ones in control and to whom belong civilization, not white people. White people are never a civilized blood, and only civilized blood make you civilized. Right? Make you an hybrid. The white people, they don't want to talk about hybrid in human terms because they know that they have stolen a position that don't belong to them. They know that. And they know what they're getting from it. Sucking the resource as dry as they can, because they don't care about, you know, that day when so and so and so. They don't care about that. So they don't care about the African people's life, period. Because you cut down their dominance and their brilliance to nothing. So just remember that these white people, black people, to mingle their spiritual life with them sodomite. How can you mix up your spiritual life with sodomite? Who detests in the Bible to laugh and say, hey, we don't want your two daughters. Okay? We don't want your two daughters for sex. We want the two guys who are in your house. You read that in the Bible, right? But guess what? No. People so taken up now in these latter days. People who believe don't hear no message that is of sound knowledge. They don't listen to that. And that just didn't happen a few days ago. You know, I am over 70 and I come and see it, my parents. Yes, my parents is church. Yes, my, you know, and my brothers, scarcely you find one among us who probably not too interested. But at some rate or the other, they get full disclosure as to what the church teaches, that is to, you know, make your mind dysfunctional. And for a long time, want to pick up church habit with lies that, you know, condition your mind to believe things in favor of the existence of the church. No. These white people are, anytime we start taking them like we and them equal, or we are reading the same Bible and stuff like that, once it remains like that, these people came here and killed the black people. When you're out there and you hear me talking and you feel like, I am like God, who is this? Well, I represent my creator and all the people who are hybrid ethnic people, every one of them. And we have fallen in that we are given the opportunity to live and enjoy life, right? So we fail because we broke an order, and an order that, you know, violates who we are. That's the problem. We violate and fall into the hands of people who had the kind of interest and intellect and exercise of knowledge in a challenge to defeat a foe. This is exactly what we have here. You see, because these, we have something here, we African people. This is the way existence happens up to this point. We have everything that the planet is ours, right? To do and live an orderly life and be good. That's what our creators, the Elohim, that's what they wanted, for us to prosper. You see, and to do that, they were gods, and then you have the goddesses. So the male and female gods we have here, they are the ones that put us here. We don't have anything else. Okay? When we get out of the way and cause condemnation to affect us, we are in bondage to a class of people who are so much far down in human evolution. They are the ones who are over. Can't you see the difference? Can't you see the difference? And there's so much confusion that there's hardly a sizable amount of people who really understand being a hybrid. Do they understand that is a real thing? But I have to confess that I don't have anything. I cannot have anything against the many African people who don't understand. Because we grow up into the environment that is 100% Christianity. And they give these names to make it appear spiritual, when it is far from being spiritual. These are sodomites, and they work the church thing too, to make people be deceived. They have several steps that they go through. So you are in this church, and they fashion it a certain kind of way, and you think that, yeah, you know, it's a church for real. But they know to compartmentalize this stuff, the evil that they do. My friend, this is the tie that binds the civilized ethnic hybrid people. This right here, under the rule of religion. Remember, church is what the white sodomite people, they make and put it out to fool people, right? You don't see nobody that are polytheistic going out and try to carry people in. But these folks, that's what they do, and make it seem like, oh, it's a, you know, the kind of meaning that they give to things, it's kind of like what they call it, psychedelic. They are in so many different forms. They distribute themselves in so many variety of ways. You see how they make three central churches. And those three central churches are just what they know is enough to mess up everything where they want to mess up. because they want to get the African people in. So where they make up? Christianity is what them headed. They head that. They no move from that. Then they talk about Judaism. Judaism is the same sodomite European people them make Christianity and make Judaism. They are the same ones, right? They are the same ones that made Islam, right? They are the same ones. You see, but they kind of make the Muslim like more like in like they are the ones who first come up with the idea. That's the way to me. It appears, right? So I say religion is not church. These sodomite white people, regardless of what the Antichrist, you see them keeping up and like they are ruling the world and stuff like that. That is for the unread people and the people, you know, not to really like cast a snare or anything like that. Because people out there, I mean, fold me up with their academic education. I know that. So I'm not being disrespectful at all to education, because I want a lot more education, academic education. If you are to say that, you are to reason along this line, yes, I do. But whatever I am a part of, I treat it with the sanity that I have. Well, if I don't have the sanity, well, you can always like get me out of the way, because I mean, I don't mean anything to really what's going on. But if I am playing a vital role, well, I'm here, you know, to manifest it. The person who is a violator and make stupid laws and hack them and kill people by them, and nobody else can have no life but underneath this killer government, United States. Yes. So let me read this. Where does the rise of cities, the growth of governments? This is talking about a new life for the African people. So under the role of religion, which is their lifestyle, their manifestation, important religious development also characterized the new urban civilization that rising, coming out of the villages and come into urban civilization. Now, he said, of these people that are coming into the civilized life, he says, all of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. My friend, today, I plead with you to stop, to live one day to the other like that's the way to live. Just live to see the next day, on the next day, and plan, you know, that a year from now, or 6 months from now, such and such and such and such. We want to get serious about our perception of ourselves. You know?
How can you settle for a life in a country that first inhabited by hybrid African people? Thousands and thousands of years. And then you have this evolutionary being, humanoid, Homo erectus, come along and interbreed with some of the African people and turn out some half, white half, black people, but they are white, right? And then begin to use our academic education to do things against us. And then you take the opportunity to say you have a calendar which you are bringing in and use it to displace the Elohim Zodiac calendar. Right? They displaced it. So all the meaning that the God calendar, what it is in substance to what the existence of the planet is, and it is because of the planet why we are alive. Right? This is where we are in viewing the African people, and as it is now intruded upon by these white exploiter sodomites. You know? So I tell you, homosexuals are reprobate. There's no joke about that. And if you don't know, what is missing in the genome or DNA of the hybrid creation people? Brilliance. And all the makeup of enlightenment. It's not in the evolutionary person. You see, but because there are complexity in any kind of level of human body, you see, these white people find it necessary to interbreed, to increase their prospect of whatever makes life better. And now they run into civilization, because without civilization, they would never learn to talk. Those white people you see out there, they would never learn to talk. So when they of all people make up a church, for what? They didn't make up the church for themselves. They make up the church for them to catch the black people them, you see. They work out a plan to control the black people, and this is the way it is. Now, they turn us into idiots, because once you start believe Adam and Eve in a garden, that goes against the historic report on the creation of Enki and Nenti, creating a human creature good for them
in their mission, they could get all the things that they want done, technical things or skill things or unskilled stuff. They have the reprobate will never match a African hybrid person. They cannot match. Never will. No, they are brilliant. But they don't have a genome like African hybrid people. You know, the greatest blood we know now is that of the Elohim. And that is what they wrote and left behind for the world. Unlike, you can't find out Adam and Eve in a garden. But now we have every evidence in history to prove that we are created by hybrid. That's what the official history says. Why these sodomites want to change the actual truth of society to fit them? And I'm looking at, when it comes to things, I just come to understand more about who these guys have just worked themselves into something and set the whole world on terrorist watch. And that's what these white people are doing now, is behaving like, oh, they are the nice government and everything like that, and have the African people support them. It's a turnaround of an ignorance that, you know, it goes against the African people. I have no excuse for all we allow people who are coming from the lowest level of humanity. And it is written why they are allowed. We are the cause. We are the cause. And it's only by the greatness of the gods and the knowledge that is endowed to us. It's that blood that can make us triumph over these guys. And, you know, they are the only, you know, only force to fight against now. And they have everything. But what is greater than what they have is what they depend on. Right? They depend on the weapon they have to protect themselves. But the African hybrid people do not do that. I read it a while ago. He says, all of these new civilizations establish the rituals, the religion. All of them in the new standard of life, they will carry the same rituals with them. That's religion. Right? So they're carrying it with them. Yes. So now, reprobate don't care about anything but a delusional spirituality. Everything that is said in a Christianity is delusion. Because as long as you don't know that Christianity is not a civilized way of life, not a civilized belief, then, you will you know, enjoy food and whatever it is, but you will never have the enlightenment to see, because what you are viewing, you know, coming from in your brain and whatever you conceived and hold dear, and if it is no good and you feel good about it, then something is wrong psychologically. You know, when you cannot identify things the right way. I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. Let's see. I told you about reprobate, and there's no if, ands, or but. When I tell you, I think the Bible says that that when men are having sex with other man, anos, it says God gave them over to a reprobate mind. So once you have a reprobate mind, you cannot be changed. Reprobate, the noun of it. An unprincipled person that is a homosexual. We don't have any African history that tells us. We don't have any history that tells us that Africans are unprincipled persons. We don't have no history that says that. It shows the God, the Elohim God that set up kingship, and kingship was passed along from different classification of people until eventually they gave over rule to mankind. So these white people that we are mingling up with, black people don't understand. And because black people don't understand, it makes it difficult to remove the sayings of these homosexuals who, in some of the writing, they're telling exactly how dear God tell them to come and kill the people in America. Yeah. And, you know, all those kind of stuff. So, yes. So, this reprobate mind is rogue, chondral, good for nothing, villain, wretch. Mm-hmm. And then it says Aramic number 2. It says in Calvinism. It is a sinner who is not of the elect and is predestined to damnation. All right, that's, you see, and it has unprincipled of. Often used as a humorous or fictionate. Oh, yeah. All right. So somebody who is not really tuned up mentally. All right. And then this other one, it says Aramic, express or feel disapproval
of his neighbors. Condemned. His neighbor reprobated his method of proceeding. Yes. So is this reprobate. A reprobate is a person who is gone, you know, and that's what these white people in America, that's what they are. Right? You can understand the depth that African people have dropped to, that they have reprobate, say they are a government. They don't have no government, but they have what it takes to bluff and make people think that they are. And history has it there, and it says, you will ask someone to read the book, and they say they can't read it because they're not learned. Right? People with spiritual eyesight will know what's going on in the time that we are living in. And people who can read, you know, I mean, forevermore, you know, great clarity reading, they don't care about what the axis that the earth is spinning on. You know, just for example, we don't care about what we are to be concerned with. Is what you're thinking. Is your thinking. It's not your face on your pretty face or nothing like that. It's what you're thinking is the thing. And if you're not aligned with the truth, then, you know, you're just a creature that will perish. You know, so if you don't want to live and live the right way, find out how to live the right way. And you know, if at all, you can make the effort. Why not? I mean, I have the opportunity to learn the right way. That's what I want, is the opportunity, because I want to learn the right way. All right, my friend. So I bring to you the thought that I would like that someone is seeing something into what I'm saying. You know, I'm kind of tired today, so, you know, if you find me to be not so emphatic sometimes and like, you know, moment fly and try to rejoin, and I hope I state it right. So, all right, I think I will go to the prime session, and the title of this edition is Elohim Civilization Kingship Government is from Heaven, emulated, so the history tells us. The history tells us. And when I think of the chaotic world that I'm living in, I know the time, so about 50 years. Yes? In that, people are not, doesn't have
any enlightenment to point them where to go. You know, and some things we could make progress if we understood. For example, simple things we don't understand is like the difference between BC and AD. There's hardly anybody that really can will explain that to you. You'd have to go to certain places where it's good to keep secret like that away from people who don't know nothing, you know? When we say, I mean, people believe in the Bible that God came down from heaven in a garden, and the pieces that are to be into the illustration is not there. Because all this God is written to have a place there with a garden that he came and made this to people. And they can tell you that, you know, tell you, describe the garden in the easterly direction and all that kind of stuff. God walking in the garden. And yet still, they cannot bring the evidence that a God make Adam and Eve in the garden. And all of those violent things that took place in the garden, but yet still they cannot tell you where it is. It would be easy for that, for a monument to be placed there. I you know, especially in the Bible, stories and the people who do things, you will hear they say things happen that they mark the place. Even now they try to carry on that tradition that the Muslims said that the Kaaba, the place they have called the Kaaba, that place is where homosexual lies, talking about that's the place Abraham, where God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son. Yeah, the Kaaba, they make it up on that story. And they said, like, you know, at least once in your lifetime, you should visit the Kaaba. It's so important. And what is the underlying cause for that? The cause for that. Why do they, you know, want to do that? Elohim, civilization, kingship, government, is from heaven, emulated on earth. That's what is established on earth by the gods when they resided here over a long period of time. Now the hybrid people come about, and history is written on this. Here we are today with these Sodomite people who, according to any human health book, when it comes to your mental function, that is something critical. That is something critical. So why is it that people with reasonableness, I mean, it seemed to me that, like, the reason why a lot of things not going on in some people's heads, it is because they are affected, like a certain level of disorient effect is bothering a lot of people. Because I can remember certain things come to my mind, and I I think about it, and you know, kind of, you know, I make some good of it. But there are many other things, elements for me to look at and stuff in order to get even a clearer sense of this thing, to be assertive with whatever I want to do with this information. So I can see the problem that we suffer by growing up in the church, you know, unless we can find out that the church is not true. I mean, the way to do that is to read. You know, you may hear somebody say something, but not unless somebody is talking comprehensive understanding that it will be known exactly what you're saying. Unless you can do that, it won't work. So people will believe in the church that is not a real institution, but criminal has taken control, taken charge, and the kingship law by which it is upheld is a religious one, and then it disappears, and the white people take charge. Why is that? So now, once we are affected inside, we cannot assert our thinking to bring things in its proper place. We cannot do that, because when a lady I met yesterday, we get to chat a little bit, and we came upon, you know, well, the sister is African, and she is a believer in Christ. So, of course, I am in Christ. I believe in Christ, too, for so long. And, you know, when she said that now to me, you know, it's, you know, I it's just that I keep my composure. But, you know, I am saying, well, you know, that is definitely out, far out from what the truth is. When an African, the church is not for the African people. Church. Period. Christianity doesn't have anything in there, because it is the Sodomite people then arrange that and then publicize it like, you know, it's a black and white love for God. And not Nagaso. All they want is our wealth, and we believe foolishness, and they keep a legal fraud on us. That's what the white people are doing today. When you hear them talk about they are in Syria, you know, and Afghanistan and all these other places, it is the biggest form of criminal and legal criminality, because they're representing government with it. Yes. And that's how backward African people are. Because why should we be in bondage to these white people who are clearly not coming from any important human origin? And they can come and rule over us simply because our Creator, who positioned us for the good way of life, went wrong. And look, if we were able to cultivate the sense to steer ourselves out of it, we would have come out of it. But we turn our own selves fools. And till this day, how many of us have been trying hard? So I have been. Coming and knowing the truth about the whole thing, it is there, somewhere. You know, if I were at the right place or go to the right place, if I want to find out. Yeah, but I didn't have any interest about finding out. I don't know. I don't have any insight that I am to go seek to find out anything special. I think the church is, you know, what is there to be, right? You know, when I found out, it was a complete different thing. God is not a perfect God. God didn't tell Eve the truth about fruit in the midst of the garden. A whole bunch of lie and foolishness there. So when I talked to this lady that I met, I tell her that Jesus is not a real character. Jesus is a homosexual character. You know, Jesus never existed on earth or nothing like that. She closed her eyes and she, you know, walked from here to there and said, pointing, I guess, as it were, out or to the floor and said, you know, don't mess with my Jesus. Don't mess with my Jesus. And the sincerity is strong, I'm telling you. So I tell her that the Holy Ghost and all that is madness. Is, you know, the white people, them teach us to practice those things, you know, turn us full. She wasn't able to stand it, but guess what? She doesn't have a rebuttal for what I said, because she will never have any big knowledge to get out of the foolishness. Just that. All right. I am trying my best here. All right, look. I'm going to try to read this portion here. And before I get to it, let's play a little tune. And if I want to play a different one from the one I'm seeing here. All right, Autumn Leaf. It's nice, smooth song, and I like to play it. And I'll be right back.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Thank you. the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Wonderful. Nothing called.
Now, let me go through this. So, the problem on Earth today is the institution under the BC era, the Elohim time of civility that they brought in, and it falls in our hands, today. Our hands are holding the precept of the gods, the kingship that rules over orderly society. Africa has now enabled these white people to take control of all of the Western society, and have control over anywhere they want, over Africa too. So this is the problem that African people are working against their own self. Many people just don't know what to do, but we're talking about people from further back who could do things and don't do it. We here today, we only know so much. You know, we only know so much things. So it's a matter of we look at our situation, analyze it, and see what's wrong and need to be right. But we are going like 2,600 years, say, and can't straighten out anything. The only conclusion now to come to is that our own principality let us down. Because not even until today, Africa hasn't said anything concerning the overthrow of the king in 509 BC. Africa hasn't said anything as far as I know. And from there, these white men take the military, call themselves Romans, and go out like they were Romans in the dress code too. Until today, psychologically, nobody keep account of anything, and therefore they believe on any given day anything you tell them in that context. So let me try to read some of this and see if you will understand where our life is. It's not determined by sodomite terrorists who come on with imperial colonialism and decide that they have control over you. You know, I mean, it's just a matter of knowing the truth and just articulate it, and it would set them on their way back where they come from, because they don't understand your language and they can't take the heat. You see what I mean? So all there is to it now, we are allowed to be alive and well. Why won't we speak? Why we don't read to find out that when white people talking about they make bronze, the history is here telling you, I mean, over and over, that's not true. It's a lie. Why do we allow these people to ignore their own history? Don't even talk about ours. Why do they ignore their own history? But all they're doing now, they can't deal with their own history. They have to deal with African people history. Imagine that, and we allow it. So these guys, they have it made dealing with people like us because we don't see anything. And what they have and say they're ruling us is something that should never be there. Not with the kind of people and the potential we have. No, this is not supposed to happen. All right, let me read it. Elohim civilization, kingship government is from heaven, emulated on earth by us, the civilized people. Nibiru is heaven. All cosmological planets are. The perfect Elohim had their beginning here. I missed it. The perfect Elohim had their beginning there, that is in Nibiru, heaven. So basically, though the Bible is not talking real righteousness, but hold it there. Yes. What I mean to say is that they write the Bible honoring God. And they are, in the Genesis, they're pushing Adam and Eve in there, you know, and their God, you know, in the Garden of Eden. So they paralyze the African people. They paralyze the understanding of civilization and kingship government. And then they call the perverted God, you know, God in heaven. So now we have a different perception of a world, of a planet. Right? Because now we must think in terms that the Elohim gods don't exist in the Bible as far as rule and laws of the people. They don't bring that in there because they're doing something dirty. So they have to use the only means available to them, and is interfere with the black people who they think they can do whatever they want with. All right? So clearly, the African people by nature are wise human beings. They are the hybrid created by the Elohim that they write about in the Bible. All right. So now, all African hybrid people are a social wait a second. There's something here that I need to pay attention to, a little headed. Yes, all hybrid people are the hybrid people are N-A-M-E-D. Yes, the hybrid people are named anatomical
wise, wise human being. See, if black people can come to read to see, you know, they believe the Bible, assume the Bible, like me and everybody else. But after you go on, if you begin to get enlightened, you know, by seeing things in a different light from what the Bible fail over and over to explain, like Adam and Eve into a garden somewhere. That garden don't exist. So it shows that the people writing the Bible, they are not civilized. They will never be civilized. They learn little something from the African people. And that's what they have been using till this very day. In America, you can see the difference between white people and black people. And no, we don't belong together in any country at all. Unless they were known to be people who are not, you know, not sodomites. Clearly, an African place cannot accommodate sodomites because they are reprobates. You know, it's not about Jesus Christ going to forgive them of their sins because no Jesus Christ no exists at all. Right? And so, they are the first civilized human hybrid seminate. They are the first civilized human hybrid. Yes, created by the Elohim in image and after their likeness. People have read in the Bible, God said, let us make wait a minute, let something go awry here. He says, let us make. Let us make man. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. You are to know, at least, the Bible is 1700 years old. The Bible, Genesis 1, it's supposed to say in the Bible, all right? In the Bible, Genesis 1, Adam and Eve history. Yes, in Genesis 1, in the Bible, Genesis 1, Adam and Eve history is taken from extracts out of prehistory before the deluge. There is no way to, there is just no way There is no way the uncivilized nomad sodomy white Europeans could attempt writing anything, period. Had there never been prehistory available that is at least 200,000 years ago. God in the Bible is a sodomy character who begot a son. He is a sodomy character. Who begot a son, right? He begot a son, Jesus Christ, that is not prophecy information. The uncivilized. Yes, it is the uncivilized erectus people after their 1.5 million years of making stone tools came into a realization of learning language from the polytheism Elohim civilization establishment. They are taught many civilized human animations. They turn around and use the knowledge to do unlawful deeds. Like mischievously write the lies of Genesis, fictional history. Yes. The mischievous, mischievously write the lies of Genesis 1, a fictional history.
Okay, fictional history.
Yeah, it's a fictional story, you know? And presented it as real, but they are only about their homosexuality with intent to convert African hybrids into sodomy. We Africans, Homo sapiens, are created by the gods, but the erectus, never were created by gods. They evolved. We tell of civilization. We tell of civilization in both instances, the institution, organization, society, Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. In both instances, the institution of an organization, O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A, in both instances, the institution of an organization society and orderly government. So we both, in both instances, this is what the African hybrid people are all about, right? And this is the history that come down to us. In both instances, the institution of an organization, society, and orderly government, kinship, was stated to have been lowered from heaven. The emulation on earth of the societal and governmental organization on Nibiru. That's what we are emulating, my friends. And that's all that I have, and I hope that, you know, I am pretty weary today, as you can see. But look here, you know, you don't have to like spend your time and and be bored, right? You know, it doesn't rain every day, so I just hope that, you know, I manage to stay on the context and not, you know, go away. And hope that you have something that you're thinking about. Yeah. And I am endeavor to stay on the course as long as I am aware and in my cognizance. That is all I have inside of me now, right? To honor the life that we are experiencing. Yes.
The life that we are experiencing is more valuable than
we ever, I don't remember, you know, hearing people talking and identifying the things that are on earth and how we come by them. You know, there's hardly anybody go there. Everybody's within a lower zone of going to work, you know, trying to make a good living and stuff like that. That's it. But, you know, it depends on how, you know, how we are inspired. You know, that's what I think. It's all inspired, like maybe from you're a child, you're thinking about certain things, you know, you have you have vision, inner vision to focus and see
how, you know, think about certain things and how you can develop certain things. We need that. We need that. We need to think of the value of our existence. And as then we know that the truth of the hybrid people is what the white people campaign against, because they know things long ago before we ever know it. They were in the pollution when they were polluting the life of our ancestors. Now, we will have to. If we are enthused about experiencing the higher life, it's not one that we can create, it's one that we can desire, and it comes into us. So this is what I depend on as a sensible thinking. You know, and a lot of people who don't go down this thinking road, there's no way that I am going to like satisfy what they perceive, or you know, and convinced of, because I am coming from a different route. I'm coming from a different route with my understanding, because I read authority book. Authority, that like your birth certificate, your reading history, that is authority. And I base what I say on what the history says. My opinion has to be what the history says. So somebody will have to like come from a higher, if it is anywhere existing, get what they have as the right authority. But they can't come here and talking about things that we don't have in any history at all. It's obviously in a Bible. The Bible is not any authority at all. You see, it is for the white people who get black people to be stupid and keep on, you know, I mean, feeding their brain with the Jim Jones school head. That's it. That's all there is to that. So if you're serious, start thinking serious. And, you know, as you have used your senses to over time, keep on using your senses and be happy with the things that you have managed to achieve by the improvement of your judgment and understanding. So I'm going to say to you, I extend respect and love to all of you. And if you are, as you can see me now here, I want to sleep. And I'm trying to resist the sleep, because, you know, this is the only thing I want, because it is the only thing I know that I am to want. And I realized early that I can't rest my dependent. I can't be dependent on anyone to say something or do something that means something to my elevation. know. And therefore, so I realized that it is something I have to do. If I want to be more knowledgeable, I have to read kind of things that I want to know. And then whatever is going to happen as a result of what I know, it's going to happen. So I'm just saying that I hope you take on the responsibility and eager to know more about our world and ourselves. You know, we come and we go. We want to know it, and so that we can live and have better choices in our life with anything and with things. You see, if we are able to love, to know, because we are born in a society that really destroy our prospects, you know, and now we are offering, we have the right thing, and we have the inner light that if we only need to start concentrate and engage the inner force, and nobody cannot deprive us of anything, because dealing with the power of the divine is only because we here are not going by, we gone into the sodomite churches and stuff like that. So, I mean, we are praying. We're praying to the white people, them God, called monotheism God, and all that kind of stuff. Black people do that. You know what I mean? Black people follow, you know, tarrying for the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and all this kind of stuff. And it didn't take me long to find out that is, it's the Holy Ghost idea, which I went through the rudiments of it too. And when I come to further maturity and read about information concerning our existence from antiquity, find out, you know, what they're going on with is just not true. It's not something that anybody who discovers something that is opposite to what you hold, it just don't work. It just don't work. But you have to be strong. You have to be, want to come into the know that whatever is going to happen, let it happen. Because things are going to happen anyway. You want to make the way your outcome is. Right? And that's the thing. So I'm going to say to you, have a great day. Have a great week. Only if you can keep yourself the way you want to keep yourself, think of it, conform to it, do it, and I tell you, only one life we have to live. And never feel like, oh, you are missing anything or stuff like that. What we miss is the knowledge of who we really are. After we have been kicked around and today, you know, we don't live anywhere because you're under every white man jurisdiction around the world now, and even if you are in Africa, you are as good as in America. You know, see? Yeah, you think about that. So, you take good care, and let's see if we can go out with a little tune. Behind the world. Let's just speak today. Let's hear it.
Cause you don't love me. Why do these eyes of mine cry?